So the one we have, it started with our local men's shed group, who's a auspice, a group that we auspice at the house. And there was a man there, Jim Tutt, who had been previously on Servco Shire Council. I think he was mayor for a little bit there. And he was very passionate about rubbish and sort of saw our transfer station as an option of, oh, we could be saving more stuff from landfill. And with the support of the Shire, actually built a shed back in 2012. And that's sort of where it began. And it was sort of run by the men's shed for a couple of years. And then it sort of started to grow. So Anglesey Community House came in with a tender to the Shire to actually manage and hold the licence to run the tip shop. And so since 2014, it's sort of been run by the Anglesey Community House. We coordinate all the groups. So we currently have 22 local groups within the Servco Shire that volunteer every Saturday. So it's
wow, that's an incredible number. And these are all not-for-profit groups, are they?
All not-for-profit groups. So you've got local community gardens, men's shed, kinder groups, school groups, even ERA, which is a refugee group in Aries Inlet. So we now run, and as of actually 2 weeks ago, we now operate Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday from 10 till 2, which is when people can go and purchase from, obviously, the tip shop. Through the week, we actually have a local Geelong group, All Abilities Group, Leisure Networks, and they actually run activities for their clients. So it's their clients and their support staff that actually come and run it through the week, and they absolutely love it, and they are a delight.
I've met some of these people. These are people who live with a disability, and they learn about serving customers and taking money, and they actually work in the tip shop.
They do. They work in the tip shop. They help. They create displays. I mean, when you think that everything that's in there is technically rubbish, but when you get there, you know, the aisles are swept. We have a dishwasher. All the crockery goes through a dishwasher, and it's mainly those Leisure Networks people through the week that actually do the displays and keep everything sort of running.
And who actually gets the items? Because my understanding, Julie, is that as people bring in their trailer loads or their boot loads, they stop at the entrance and somebody actually goes through it and pulls out anything which can be sold. Is that how it works?
So not technically. So technically everything has to go through the gatehouse, which is run by the Shire. But the Shire, as their contribution to us, they provide a resource recovery officer. So for 16 hours a week, we've currently got Rosie. And so people are then guided to leave their items they think could sell in a specific spot up in the transfer station.
So
they go and drop off all their different parts, but it's like actually resale shed. There's a spot up there that they can leave it for. Sometimes if Rosie's actually there working and moving, rather than go up the top, she'll just say, leave it there, I'll get it into the shed. So it just depends on who's there on the day.
Okay. Because some of these items are quite big. I mean, there's, you know, there's chest of drawers, there's couches, there's big dining tables, some, you know. So how do you deal with those big pieces?
We've had boats in the past. We've had what else have we had? Like big sort of paddle boat things, just anything you can think of just ends up. It surprises me every time I go there, I'll see something. I'm like, oh, never even knew that existed.
Let me describe for people, and I'll put a picture on our website, but let me describe for people what it looks like. It's a shed. But one end of it is open air, and that the open air part is full of lawnmowers and bicycles and garden equipment, tools, sinks, all sorts of things that can sit outside. And then you walk inside, and it's very much grouped, isn't it? Stop me if it's changed since I was there, because
I go every
summer. There's a section for sort of sporting equipment, so there's golf clubs and there's balls and there's wetsuits and things for the surf, buckets, all sorts of of sporting activities. There's a section for camping gear. You can pick up an esky or a tent or a sleeping bag or whatever. There's crockery and household sections with furniture and pictures, books, and then there's another section which is furniture. Have I missed anything?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Other than we do sort of have we do have a section with a lot of electrical items. So once we've tested and tagged an item, then that can be sold. So there's a lot of home appliances as well.
Oh, that's right. That's down the back at the end, past the pictures.
Yep.
So it's really quite diverse. And how much do things cost?
Well, that's one of the joys of the shed. We generally don't put prices on things. We do have. There is a group of a couple of ladies and gentlemen who are what we call our resale shed subcommittee. They go down nearly every Thursday and sort of have a working bee and look at what's come in and just make sure some things do get priced. But normally it's like a bartering system. Like if I'm there, if I'm doing a shift, it's like, you know, what do you think it's worth? What do you want to pay? So our number one objective of the shed is to reduce as much stuff from landfill as possible. So we want to move as much stock as we can, keep it moving, get it back out, being, you know, upcycled, reused. So that's our number one objective. Our second main objective is then raising money, which goes back into the Surf Coast Shire, into all these local groups that volunteer on the Saturday.